Blog Talk Radio.
This hey, radio, this is Ash.
Life is all across the globe, yeah. You already know, yeah.
Hello?
I said you already know.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah. I wake up in
Ash.
The morning, can't wait to log
yes.
in. And you already know that the party don't end.
It's fine.
I'm on that global14.com. Global14.com. Shout out to all the life. I see you, JD. You know we live the life. That's what it's gonna be. Yeah. On that global14.com. Get on that global14.com.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Log in now on global14.com. Welcome to the party.
Classic.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different.
Right.
Will you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
Right.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's just Christmas because everybody's rapping. But better get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. My beat's pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is an amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. We gotta say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And the chance I can give them a new beginning. CBO and my dope rhythm. I felt the Lord Master give a mental haul. My soul chief belief is that it's wrong. My beat's pumped. So let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Bet you all the people in the place I like to the recipe. That it's a new beginning. My name Kwame, and if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot it makes the spit boil. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of Sex Talk with your girl, Chocolate Tiger. Tonight I got a treat for you. I got a dear friend of mine, Kwame Holland, on the phone, better known as the boy genius, the boy wonder. Sorry, Kwame. But tonight he is our special guest. He's sold over. And he's produced over and contributed to a lot of records selling over 30 million copies. You've seen him in Step Up, Step Up 2, Dancing in September, even Stomp the Yard. I want y'all to welcome with me. He's also worked with many artists such as LL Cool J, Mary J. Blige, Drew Hill. The list goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to talk too much about him. I want him to tell you a lot of what's going on right now in his life and what's going down tonight. Welcome with me, Kwame. Kwame, are you there?
Hello?
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 Kwame.
Kwame.
He must have dropped off for some reason. I wonder what happened.
No, he's still there.
Huh.
Well, while
okay,
we figure out what's going on.
Yeah, let me find out what's going on. Let's keep talking.
Okay. Let's see here, because he's still there. Like I said, he's worked with plenty of people. Right now he's producing. If you have
okay,
any questions for him tonight. Yes.
Yeah, I have some questions. As a matter of fact, that was a wonderful introduction, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I have a lot of questions for him, like, where the hell you been? That's number one. I want to know
right.
where you been, and then all the other questions.
What up, TT?
What's,
yeah,
what's up?
Y'all got me?
Yeah, we want
yes,
here
I
now.
Got you.
What's up? How y'all doing?
We good?
We're doing what great happened? Tonight. How you doing?
Oh.
I can't complain.
well, Kwame, I meant to introduce my Well, my co-host tonight, too, is Crush and Ash. They're, they have their own little station also, and it's called Real Talk. So they're on
all
the
right,
line
what
also,
up, y'all?
And they have some questions for you.
What's going
okay,
on?
What's going on, Crush and Ash? All right.
What's going on? What
Not,
have
nothing
been,
much.
Man?
Where have I been?
Yeah,
right
man.
Here.
Yo,
I've been everywhere, every time.
Really? Because I can't wait to play the music that you send us. I'm going to tell you
okay.
right now, you need to resurface something because this, I don't usually like anything. It's like I'm very critical of music sometimes, even though I'm not even an artist. I don't play instrument or nothing, but all three of the ones you sent are hot.
Well, thank you. Well, one of them is out right now. One of them is the one that you'll probably play in a little while. Jawan Harris, Keisha. That you know that
right.
that's on 106 in Park. He's been on 106 in Park already with that song. The video's out.
Okay.
He's on tour right now with Diggy Simmons. So you know he's out there trying to do his thing.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
so he'll be here.
And the other stuff is how.
I'm sorry. I said, yes, he'll be here with D&M, if I'm not mistaken, October the 1st here in Montgomery on tour.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, he's 13. He just turned 13.
Wow.
And he's kind of crazy. The album's crazy. You know, we're getting a real good response with that single, Keisha. And, you know, and the other, you know, when the other songs play, I'll give you all the information on the other artists and
okay.
when that stuff, so you guys are getting, outside of Jawan, you guys are getting, like, first look at those songs.
Yeah, I'm
right,
excited.
Right.
I can't wait for other people to hear the music, because it's nice. I like it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm in here working hard. I'm trying to keep these lights on.
So when new project are you working
on?
Right. So what new projects are you working on now? I know that you and your wife have that non-profit organization still, correct?
Yeah, well, on the community-based side, it's actually my wife's name is Tamika Flowers, and her organization is called Hip Hop for Life. I guess I'm like an employee there, I guess. But, you know, that's her little baby, and she's doing very well. But what we do, you know, as a collective is we go to different cities and bring awareness to young teens and, you know, young adults just about anything. It could be from health and hygiene to sexual awareness to how to write a check. You would believe that how many kids just don't understand that. Something as simple as, for young boys, how to tie a tie and how
right.
to dress for a business interview or something like that. And we do it with, like, for example, this 2 weeks ago, she was in Chicago with Dwayne Wade, and she paired up with Dwayne Wade's foundation, and they had a big conference for kids. We're doing a very big conference in New York, October 8th for kids, called Youth Fest. We go to L.A. We've done Atlanta. We've done Miami. We've done Houston. You know, so anywhere that there's youth organizations that want her organization to come into town, you know, we go in and or she goes in with a lot of different celebrities and stuff, and they talk to the kids. So, and she's in a lot of the school systems in the New York City area as well.
And that's great. So a lot of people want to know, is that did you work on a Keisha Cole's album, the new one or the old one? I don't know which album they're talking about, but we have a lot of people in the chat room also, and they're asking.
Okay, yeah, the Keisha Cole, the not the current album that's out, the one right before that is called A Different Me. I was on that album, and I'm working on her new album right now, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, Keisha's the homie, so we, you know, just trying to put some great songs together. She's real picky, so I gotta put my best foot forward to make sure I make that album this time.
I saw that she was real picky. I saw that she did a exclusive on one of her video shoots, and she don't like she'll tell you she don't like something. She'll go ahead and tell you, let you know.
Yeah, no. She's real down to earth, man. She just lets you know what it really is at all times. So you know, I'm downstairs in my studio blasting, making sure I got, you know, have that heat for that album, because she's really trying to bring it this time.
Right.
Okay.
So that means if y'all get the new album that comes out, when the new album comes out and y'all don't see my name on any of the credits, that means I was real whack in the music that I was sending.
So who else are you working with right now?
Right now who I'm working with, the singer that you guys are about to play pretty soon, his name is Juwan Harris. I started what I call like a boutique label, like a just small independent label called Make Noise. And one of the artists on that group is a group named Nola Darling, who I gave you some stuff on. So we just finished the album, and we just finished the video to the song that I sent. So that video should be dropping pretty soon. And actually, there's a group, a pop group named Carmen. That's the first group that L.A. Reid signed in his new position at Sony. So I've been working real hard on their stuff as well. So, you know, just different, just little things. I don't like to jinx myself, so I try to keep it a little bit quiet about all the stuff I'm working on, because if it don't come out, everybody look at me like, oh, you was just lying. So I don't want to look like that.
No, stay right. What we listening to, like, really, I mean, it's nice. So, yeah, no, you're gonna get you are pretty much. I'm rooting for you. This is dope.
Well, thank
yes,
you, thank
you're
you.
You're feeling that three. I've been blasting it all day since you gave it to me, and I had this lit first hear it, and she. Yeah, so we've been. Yeah, Bob and I hit
yeah.
this one. I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want,
well,
we got to
spread the word. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for you. You got a question for you.
Okay.
Ben wants to know, how did you feel about Wiz blonde hair when you started that, you know? Because I know back
well,
in the
you,
day
I,
when
I, think it's,
I have the biggest crush.
Yeah, I think
on
it's dope. You know, I'm really – there you go. I think it's hot. I didn't have a problem with it. You know, it was just funny. I don't know. I'm not one of those older rappers that expect newer rappers to, you know, like, talk about where they got stuff from or anything. You know, like how Lil' Kim was mad at Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj wouldn't acknowledge how she got her style from Lil' Kim? I'm not that kind of guy. Like, you know, if I see that he's paying homage to what I do, whether he says it or not, real hip hop heads know where it is. It's just real funny when, like, a young kid will see one of my old videos and they won't know what it is, and they'll go, "Who's this dude trying to be like Wiz Khalifa?" That's the thing that makes me laugh when, you know, when people don't understand that part about it, but. You know, I think for the most part, the majority of the hip-hop community knows what it was and where it came from and everything like that. And it goes to show that somebody, like a young cat like Wiz, was a fan and is paying homage to you know, a certain particular style that I started. So I think that's kind of hot. And it shows that, you were successful at what you did a long time ago for somebody to pick it back up and want to do it again.
Right, because I'm thinking about picking up the polka dots in my text talk room. You know, just do like a video shoot with just polka dots.
Okay, send me the pictures. I want to see that.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Just naked with polka dots all over me, you know? Black and white.
Yeah,
polka
where
dots.
Are you
going to put them dots? Dye in my hair.
Where are you going to put them
that's
dots?
That's
fine. Well, I'm going to put the what? The dot.
Where are you
going to
put them
dots?
Yeah, y'all crazy.
Well, we're gonna get into the Keisha. What was his name again? The 12-year-old
Juwan Harris on Jive Records.
On Jive Records. So we're gonna go ahead and play that so the listeners can hear. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So, Juwan Harris, Keisha.
love someone so bad. And they don't know you lie. Well, I have. I've been waiting just about all day for you to come on.
All right, all right, all right. And that's dope. I like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
12 years old. Right, for 12 years old, and his voice is amazing.
Yeah, that's actually, that's Chris Brown's young protege. You know what I'm saying? He's really backing him, and a lot of, they'll do a lot of stuff together as well. So you know, you'll see a lot of, from him in the future.
Okay, I think we have some callers. Ash?
No, they just want to listen. They just tune
okay.
in to listen.
Okay. Kwame got them scared. He got them shook.
I don't know. I think that was Tiger. She was talking about them polka dots. I think that's what got them. They don't know what to say.
I know it. I knew it. I threw you off with it. I know it. I threw your picture when I take the polka dots.
Kwame, this is Ash.
What up?
I got a question. So I'm an old hip-hop head, and I'm going to take it back, and I know you probably talked about this tons and tons of times, but how did you really feel about that whole Biggie situation when he did that unbelievable, and he said that line, you know, about Kwame and the polka dots played out
like Kwame and the polka dots?
Yeah.
You know, I think... You know, honestly, I just felt it was just a line. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, rappers use punchlines to raise an eyebrow, make people really want to listen. So for me, it was like I understood what it was, and I really had no animosity toward Big at all. And, you know, ever since then, I've worked with pretty much everybody that's ever been involved with him. You know, so there's never been no problem in that side of the story. But for like a perfect example, I'll give you the most perfect example. That record Keisha you just played, the person that runs his music was Biggie's manager, Mark. So it's like I never had a problem with his camp at all. So saying that, the only problem was a lot of times the fans or music listeners they jump on bandwagons. And if somebody says something is whack or something is played out, everybody begins to believe it. So for a long time, people weren't working with me because Biggie was on top and he had that line. And, you know, so there was like, well, Biggie said he's played out, so don't mess with him. And so,
yeah.
You know, I had to literally start from square one. And you know, if I didn't have the talent or the persistence that I had, I would have just probably let that line just kill my whole career. But all it did was really just make me stronger and just be able to come back in a whole nother way.
Well, cool.
Isn't that amazing that somebody can say something and then people just be like, we ain't fucking with him now.
Yeah, well,
you know?
It's not what the person says. It's how the people deal with it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, anybody could say that. It's like somebody could just say, you know, jump off a building now. That don't mean you gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just how people. It shows you just how powerful music is. That somebody can say something and you're just gonna automatically believe it because you like that song. And think about that in times and times a thousand with the type of music and the type of things that a lot of songs say and people's kids are listening to. So imagine what, you know, that's 1994. You wasn't saying that. People weren't saying that kind of crazy stuff. But now you can say anything on a record and these kids will believe whatever you say.
Yeah,
they believe you're lying.
Take it a whole other way. Yep.
You're right about that. You're so correct about that. They want to know, do you still talk to Heavy D?
Oh, actually, all the time. Yeah. Heavy's my man. Heavy's a real active producer, and you know, he still is in the studio and he's still working. But what a lot of people don't know that maybe, I think it was 2 years ago, he put out an album. He put out a reggae album, and he almost won a Grammy for it. He got nominated for the Grammy, and he actually almost won. If I'm not mistaken, Buju Banton beat him out, but he had a real good reggae album because, you know, Heavy's Caribbean, so, you know, he wanted to do something that was about part of his roots, and he put that album out. It's a real good album, too, so if anybody's a Heavy D fan, they need to look for that album.
Yeah, because wasn't that around the time he was signed with Bad Boys, right? Wasn't that around that same time?
I don't know if he was signed to Bad Boy. I just know that him and Diddy are very good friends, so they're always around each other. So I can't say if he was signed to Bad Boy or not. I don't know.
Okay.
That's one thing you need to know about this group, Global 14.
Huh?
There are some real hip hop heads in here. There's we take it back. Like I'm like when CT said she had you. First thing I was thinking. All day I was singing the song. Only you can make me.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna do too much. You know, I don't want to get a deal right now. You know, because you know I got the best and stuff. But
but that's you know, I appreciate that. I love when people know their hip hop and ask, you know, just straight up hip hop questions and stuff like that. Sometimes I think I know it all, so I answer anything. So it's like. I think it's cool.
That's it.
Okay, because Ash wanted to know what happened to, where's the girl at, that song. What was it, Ash?
Only You. Her name is Tasha. Her name is Tasha Lambert, or actually she's married now, so it's Tasha Mabry. And she got married. She started a family. She still sings. She sings a lot of soul music, like with bands in New York City. They, you know, she has a band that tours around New York, tours around the country, and she does that. But then also, if anybody's familiar with the music company ASCAP, she became an executive at ASCAP on the business side for many years, and then left that to really, you know, focus on her family and then focus on her band and singing. So she's still out there doing her thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like once people perform, man, they can't, that bug stays in them. They're gonna always do it, you know, whether it's on a big scale or a small scale, they're still gonna do what they got to do.
Right. And they also wanted to know about the movies you've done.
Oh yeah. People on there know their stuff. You know. Outside of doing producing records, I do music for movies. So some of the movies that I've done music in, Step Up 2. I'm actually working on Step Up 4 right now, believe it or not. Stomp the Yard, another movie called Freedom Riders. I've done music in Drumline, Fantastic Four. A whole lot of different movies. This movie called Coach Carter. You know, just I'm actively, I like doing it. I consider it a hobby. I don't consider it like a real profession of mine yet. But after I finish, you know, get tired of producing records or stuff like that, I would like to do that full time, just score films. That's just some extra. That's really when you put your music to the test, scoring films will do it to you.
I see, because I know you're a big Star Wars and all that, you know, all that What is that?
Yeah,
little
and you know, and
hobby?
Honestly,
yes.
I'm a geek. I'm into comic books. I'm into action figures and Star Wars and Star Trek. But the funny thing is, the first thing that got me into Star Wars when I was a little kid was the music. And you know, like for me, like those big movie scores, as a kid, I loved those things, and I still do. So, you know, that's something that, you know, hopefully in the near future I can really, like, sink my teeth into and start really going in for that. And plus the pay is 10 times better, you know. You do a movie, that's,
really?
That's some real serious paper. Oh, we're crazy? Yeah. You know, people that score movies, they...
I'm thinking about doing a home movie.
Well, score
the home
movie.
I am, and I'm putting
the
home that down. Okay.
Well, all right, well, let me tell you something. Nobody gets paid for the music in the home movie. It's usually whatever's on in the background. So, you know, let me know how that turns out.
I will. And they said, how you feel about the new Spider-Man?
I don't know. I got to, you know, I hated the last two ones that came out, so it's like they gotta have to step their game up. You know, anybody who's into the comic book movies like me, they know like the comic book movie to beat is the new Batman. So if you can even be somewhere near that, then we're talking. If you anything below that, I can't even deal with you. So you know. Don't start this comic book conversation because I'll go in for hours and y'all be like, this is a real nerd on this radio. Get him off now.
Well,
it was cool when he was talking
about
music.
No, if we want to talk about comic books, then shoot, tell us what comic book figure or whatever turned you on then. Like, shit, if we want to go that far, I'm sure they're
going to. Well, I'm not going to go as far as to say they turn me on because that makes it real kind of suspect. I'm like, I'm looking at superheroes and I'm getting turned on. Like, we're not talking about that. It's about, do I like comic books? Yeah, I do like comic books, and I read comic books, and I watch cartoons, and I like my superhero movies. I'm a big kid. I never really grew up. You know, I have my hobbies. I collect sneakers. I'm a super sneaker collector. I'm a comic book collector.
Yeah.
I'm a toy collector, and I do my music. I'm a simple guy. That's all I like to do. Anything else is secondary. Well, not anything else, but you know.
Okay. Well, we had this situation. I don't know the name. Chris might help me out with this. Well, the groupie thing. Okay, how was it back in the day with the groupies? What's the craziest thing a groupie or somebody ever did, you know? Because we always hear these stories about, you know, no sex in the boom boom room. And we were talking about earlier on the site where.
Wait, no sex in the boom. What's the boom boom room?
The champagne room. She meant the champagne room.
The champagne room.
Oh, okay. Well, the boom boom room. That's what I call my room. I don't know. I'll call your room.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand. When I first started making records, I was 16 years old. So anybody can remember their hormones at 16. Times a thousand when you have other 16-year-old girls who got the same hormones throwing themselves at you. So it was like, but the lucky thing for me was my mom's didn't play it. Like, seriously, my mom's was not having it. So, like, if I would try to bring a girl home or like on a video shoot or at a show, and if my mother was there, like she would walk into the room and be like, "Oh, get that hoe out of here now!" Like she was not playing it. She was kicking these girls out at all times, and you know, so you know, luckily, I think, of course, I did my dirt, but I was spared a whole lot of craziness that I know other cats would have gotten into. Because I had people in my corner that pretty much looked out for me because I was a kid. You know, I was an underage kid. And so, you know, you really gotta, you know, I really give it to my family and the people that are around me that kept things kind of, you know, kind of sane. Now, you know, when people weren't looking, of course I snuck around. I had to do what I had to do. But, you know, I don't know. Girls just would do crazy stuff. It would be like, and this was things that you could get in trouble. People would get in trouble for. Like, I remember showing up somewhere, and it was this little, like, young chick. She had to have been, like, 12, 13, you know, young girl. And she showed up with her moms and everything to I think, a record store. I was signing records or whatever. You know, those things used to exist back in the days, record stores. And
right.
Then later on, I remember being in my hotel room. Somebody knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and there was this girl with this tight, tight skirt on, ass hanging out, no panties on, nothing. And she was like, you know, I'll do anything. I'll do whatever you want to do. And then I gave a longer look, and I'm like, yo, this is the same 12-year-old that was in the record store. You know what
Whoa,
I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? She snuck out, and she had on her mama's dress. You know how some girls, some kids are, they just grow up quick. So you couldn't, because of the body, you couldn't tell. But if I wasn't paying attention and I wasn't smart enough, I would have been messing around, and I could have been caught up in some craziness. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that really stuck in my mind, because it was like, I've seen guys on the road pick up groupies, and especially the further south you go, you know how it is. You know, people don't play that. And they'll have these groupies
right.
in the hotel, and the cops will come through the hotel and literally knock on everybody's door and ask for ID. And when that 16-year-old shows up in the room, everybody's going to jail. And, you know, for me, I just wasn't trying to, I wasn't down for that. I was not, you know, that's a charge that you can never get rid of. So it's like,
right.
you know, I was a little bit smarter than that. You know, and plus, I was a nerd. Like, when I would be on the road, I would carry all my studio equipment. I learned this from Dr. Dre when I was on a tour with NWA. I learned from him that he used to bring all his equipment everywhere. So while they were doing shows, he was making beats. And I was like, you know what? I need to be doing the same thing. So, you know, I started getting up my skills just traveling and being around different artists and being in different cities, making his music. Yeah, I snuck a couple of girls in there here and there, but, you know, for the most part, I was about my business.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I wish I was. I was back there just like, that is my biggest crush. I used to sign my papers with their last name. So I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah, but if you was that 12, 13-year-old girl, it wouldn't have been you. I would have called your mama and be like, look, you know.
Hey, my mama didn't play either. I wouldn't have been out like that. No.
I don't know how that little girl got out there like that. I don't know how that happened.
So I have a question.
Wow.
What's up?
So there's all this talk about, you know, people in the closet in the industry, and I just want to know if you ever got propositioned from either a male exec or even maybe let's do both. Well, I mean, I'm not saying do both, but you know what I'm saying.
I've never ever gotten proposition from a male executive. That's 100%. But I look at it this way, and people act like they can't. Okay, let's be in regular life. We have two women on the phone, two men on the phone, in just regular life, right?
Yep.
If I put 30 men in the room, how many think is gonna be gay? Out of 30 guys, you put 30 guys in the room. How many?
Well, it depends on if you're in Atlanta or New York.
Nope, because see, if you're talking about New York too, now they're kind of big up there. I personally, because I'm in that community, I would say at least 5.
Exactly. And what about women?
Right. Well, okay. Well, let me just say this. I will say out of, let's say if we break it up, there's 15 women in there. I will say there's probably
30 women.
30 women, I will say, dang, that's hard. I would say at least half of them would get down. Not to say that they would necessarily claim to be a lesbian,
but there's a possibility
they would
they,
get
they
down.
Would probably
yeah,
get
they'd
down.
Get down. Yeah.
Okay.
Even,
so
you know,
so
you
my,
know, if I walked up in there and they knew I had money, some of them would just, you know how that is. Some of them would just do
yeah.
it just because, you know. So yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I feel that the major players in the music industry are about 30 people,
mm-hmm.
right? So in saying that, you just break it down like real life. Like no people act like people aren't gay or it's
right.
out of it's crazy for somebody in hip hop or in the music industry to be gay or not. That's just regular life. There is going to be rappers that are gay, whether they say it or whether they don't say it. You throw 30
yeah.
rappers in a room, 5 to 10 of them may be gay. Just that's just what it is. That's just regular life. So it just bugs me out when people. They just can't believe it, or they think it's the craziest thing. It's normal life. You know what I'm saying? And a lot, people just need to, I think, after a while, just need to just deal with the music, deal with the art. As long as you're not, you know, putting yourself out there in a way that could possibly jeopardize your health or whatever, you know, just, you know, let them do it, you know, what it is. Do whatever you got to do, you know. There's no other way for me to explain it. I don't think I've been propositioned, but I can honestly say I've never been propositioned by a music executive. But
okay.
I've been, like, at shows, or I've been, even radio interviews, just whatever.
Right.
And
right.
propositioned by guys. And for me, either I just don't pay attention and don't know what the hell just happened, and then like two hours later I go, wait a minute, did he just say, like, I'm either that guy, or when it happens, you know, it's like if a guy gets propositioned by another guy and the dude just flips out, you just homophobic and you just, you know, you can't, you're not secure with whatever is going on with you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
for me, I'm not the flip out type. I'm just like, all right, homie, that it just don't work that way with me. It's just, you know, you gotta try something else, somebody else, not me. But you know, it is what it is. Like anybody
yeah, okay.
tell you, I'm like the coolest guy in the world. I don't flip out over anything. I don't get all crazy upset over nothing. I'm just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
right.
Yeah. Whatever. Right.
Well, let's
so
get it. I think we should get into in another song.
All right.
Yes, that's a lot of fun thing. Which one you want to get into next?
Let's play Loreanna May on. This is a new artist that just got signed to Atlantic Records. So you probably won't be hearing her music too much until maybe January. But this is our little buzz record that we just put out now to get people kind of accustomed to her sound.
And what's the name of it?
Oh, the name of the record is Suicide Bomb.
Okay. All right, another exclusive from Kwame. Global 4-3 Radio. Here you go.
Yeah, you know, that right there,
I can't wait. I'm not even going to lie. As soon as, because I'm supposed to go to an event tonight, I'm going to I'm in, like, the whitest neighborhood in the world, but I'm about to go down this street and just blast the hell out of this thing.
Yeah, that's the joint right there. Blast it, pass it along.
Right, right. I'm going to be blasting it, too. And they want to know your Twitter name, too.
Oh, Twitter is Kwame Did It.
Okay.
Twitter.com/Kwame Did It.
Kwame Did It. That's it, y'all.
Yep.
So
yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to get my followers up.
We have
and, yo, and if anybody's listening to the radio, hit me on Twitter. Let me know what you think about the interview. Let me know that you're listening. It's at Kwame Did It. And then the Facebook page. Yeah, okay, the Facebook page is Kwame the Boy Genius. Facebook.com/Kwame the Boy Genius.
Got it.
So hit me on either one.
Okay. And what were you going to say,
okay.
Crash?
No,
we talked about
a lot of things beforehand actually, how do you feel about threesomes? I just want to know.
About who?
Talking about
threesomes.
Yeah.
Three people in the bed?
Yeah, do you think that would ruin a marriage?
I don't think married people should do threesomes, personally,
okay.
Because I do think it has the possibility to ruin a marriage. I think in my experience with a threesome, I think that I think most guys think they want to be in a threesome, but once they get there, they have no idea what to do. That's what I personally think. I think that when you are in a threesome, and if you're in, because it's always the married couple that brings somebody else in, and the wife goes, well, you know, you can't do with the other person the way you do it with me, blah, blah, blah. And then it's always the husband sneaks around and gets in contact with the third person, or the wife sneaks around and gets in contact with the third person. And it becomes an issue. And then it's technically like you're cheating. So I've never seen it end in a good way. Unless you're watching a TV show, Big Love, or something corny like that. But I've just never seen it. But I think that I would prefer a casual threesome where it's all parties have just as much to gain and just as much to lose, and they deal with that situation for that one time or whatever, how many times they want to deal, and they can easily walk away and there's no strings attached in any way, shape, or form. It's just that situation right then and there. Then the threesomes are perfect. If you can handle the threesome, then you can't be no lightweight sitting up in no damn threesome.
Right. Yes, because we were talking about that on the last show about, you know, if you do have the two girls and the one guy, what if the other woman want to bring toys into the bedroom, you know?
Nothing wrong with, well,
right.
Well, it depends on the type of guy. Like, does the toys got to get used on him, or can she use the toys on the other girl? Like, what happens?
I think he was like,
that rope.
Huh? No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I was he was saying the toys, like, dude was like, you know, bring the toys in. He was ready for the gusto.
Yeah,
so he was ready to get played with too, right? So that's
yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
Him.
Yeah, that's him.
But
crazy.
I can't. If it was me. Y'all play with the toys. I don't need the toys to play with me. But I don't know. I think certain guys probably get intimidated by toys.
Yeah.
But it's a toy. At the end of the day, a toy is a toy. A toy is never going to be what it really is. So, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
That's what toys are for. Toys are for fun.
Right. And I have another question for you. I got another question.
Is it another sex question?
Yes, because this is sex talk, baby. So I have one more
question.
Okay,
cool. Let's go. I didn't know what I was getting into. All right, let's go.
Yeah, this is nothing bad. This is your homie, you know. Hey, I just want to know.
But there's no bad sex talk. There's no such thing as bad sex talk. So
that's
you
right.
have to worry
that's
about
right.
it. You can ask whatever.
I'm good. Okay.
Oh, really?
Meet,
I got a question. When she finished, I got a good one for you.
All right.
Okay. Okay, we're meeting up. This is a question. This is our topic, too. When meeting up for just sex at a hotel, who should pay and why? You know, which one should be the one that pay for it? If you just are like a secret location, just having sex, who should pay for it?
The person the person, first of all, the guy should pay for it. But if the guy has
home
a credit card
three.
That can... If the guy has a credit card, all right. Let's make it all equal. We don't know if it's a guy or a girl, a guy or a guy or a girl or a girl. So let's say this: somebody, whoever pays for it, should have the card that's not going to get looked at by other people. So if I have a credit card that other people are going to look at, the other person should pay, but I should give them the cash.
Huh. Gotcha.
Because most hotels, well, I don't know. For me, if I would go to a hotel, I'm not going to go to a cash-only hotel. So most hotels only take credit cards, even if whether
right.
they hold it or not. You know, most hotels only take credit cards, and most hotels, you could put your card on hold, but they'll take cash afterwards. But to make it even easier, I think the best thing to do is, you got me sound like a crazy dude now. I think the best thing to do is if somebody wants to meet up in a hotel, you ask for their account number, and you put the hotel money in their account beforehand and let them pay for it. You put the cash in. So worst comes to worst, if somebody tries to prove something, they can't prove nothing. It's like, I ain't paid for nothing. What are you talking about? You can't even prove I was there.
Somebody said in the chat room that they tried that last night.
They tried it. Why didn't that work? If they tried it,
I don't know. They said they tried it last night, so I guess if they tried it, it didn't work. Wow.
I was about to say it probably came up NSF. The girl took the money and ran.
You do it on the way there or afterwards. You don't do it days before. Your money's gone, homie. but you make sure, put it this way, you make sure you're dealing with somebody with at least some money in the bank. Don't, you know, I figure like this, if you're sneaking around, there's a reason why you're sneaking around, right? So just make sure that you're not sneaking around with some bum-ass person and your whole shit falls apart for a bum. You don't want to do that. So if that person can't put the money on their card, you need to think. You really need to think twice about who you're dealing with. It ain't worth it. You know, an $80 hotel, $79, $109 hotel, and they can't do it on their card. Come on now.
Yeah, come
on. You
gotta
talk about
that's
that.
Right. Go ahead, Chris.
If you're willing to sneak around, you gotta be willing to pay for it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. You're gonna pay for this 10-pounder. That's right. That's right. I ain't paying for nothing.
Mm. There you go.
Well, what if you don't want? But does who? Where does it? What does it? Let me ask a question. What does it? Well, who makes it this decision of who has to pay or not? Like, if it's a guy and a girl, whoever, somebody, both people, both parties want to do the same thing. if one party is always just taken from the other party, you got to really look at that. Like, yo, we in this together. We both doing the crazy shit. So why do
right,
I got to
right.
only be the one that's paying?
Really? Really? Right. It should be whoever asks first, that's who pays. You ask, you pay. If that's your suggestion, you want to go to the hotel in Crete, that's what you do. If not, you go in the back parking lot, you fuck in the car, you keep moving out. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
What you do.
And the car is sometimes even better than the hotel, be honest with you.
Heck yeah.
Right, right, right.
You stick that ass up on the windshield and a titty outside the sunroof, you good to go.
But you know what's the worst thing about the cars, though? If the cops run up on you, getting arrested for that is not, like, how you go home and how do you explain that when you get home? Why are you in jail? My balls was out the window.
my titty got rolled up in the window. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, and I took all my clothes off because I wanted to slide through, and I just couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, goodness. Well, Chris, you said you had something
going. Oh, yeah.
No, you know what? I'm going to keep that to myself because we
are running out of time. Wait, I thought this was supposed to be... Oh, we're running out of time? Okay.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Oh.
But I okay, let me just ask this because I'm going to change that up because if I ask that question, it would be something else. So let me just ask you this. Would you – okay, what is your fantasy?
I don't know if I –
because you're married, so, you know, can you –
Yeah, see.
Can you elaborate on
– Okay, how do you keep married people are supposed to – Married people are supposed to act like they don't have fantasies anymore. So I could say, I'll say, when I was younger, my fantasy was that's how I'll get out of it. When I was younger, I think my younger boyhood fantasy was two girls going down on me at the same time while kissing each other. That was my young boy fantasy.
Wow.
Yes, honey. I think I'm going to throw that up in my little thing. I'm working on a 12-some, by the way, just so you know. So I'm going to go ahead and work on that one, too. That's kind of dope.
A 12-some. She wants a 12-some.
A 12-some, okay. But I think that's a pretty good fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, you'll never forget that.
I sure won't. Oh, you only live once. Okay, everybody's asking me to ask my question. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask it. So I just want to know, because a lot of guys won't admit it, but do you mind if a girl licks your asshole? I'm
A salad toss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the jelly and everything, however you put it.
Jelly? There's no jelly.
God, crazy.
Just lick the ass. You know,
I don't know if I would want no jelly in my butt, you know what I'm saying? It's just... Because if you don't...
And that makes for a sticky situation.
Very much so.
Oh, goodness. These ladies crazy out in here. We all got all hot and bothered.
I don't see anything wrong with it, personally.
Okay, so you don't see nothing wrong with it, but do you like it?
It's been done.
Okay.
I appreciated it. Have I ever requested it? No.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You know, it's one of those things, like, if it's done, it's cool. You don't have a problem with it. Don't stay there too long.
Right, right.
Precious being bad, she's right.
Hey,
no,
he
it's
said,
not being bad.
What you want? He said, "Ask what you want."
They call you know the term is called
food.
The term is called a rim job or a salad toss. That's the term.
Oh, a rim toss.
Yeah, rim toss. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, "Would you do you you know do you want to be rimmed?" Has anybody
That's
heard
what
that?
That means.
That's what that means. Well, nobody ever asked me that because it'll be a shitty situation because I don't lick that far. No. Mm-mm, they might pass gas in my face, and I might puke. I can't do it. Chocolate Tiger ain't did that one. No. No.
Well, you know, we have one more song of yours. That is too funny. We have one more song of yours. You want to go ahead and introduce that one before we leave
okay,
out.
Yeah, this group is named Nola Darling. It's two female rappers. Kind of alternative. One is from Miami, one is from LA. They're signed to my independent label called Make Noise. The video is being edited as we speak, so hopefully within the next, I would say, two and a half weeks, there'll be a video out there on, you know, MTV2, Music Choice, hopefully BET. And this is the song. It's called STFU, short for Shut the Fuck Up. And,
yes. And, yes, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and this is for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, women about and for women.
All right, let's play that.
I like that. All right. Here we go. Global 14, another Global 14 exclusive from Kwame.
I'm a yellow from the rooftop, top, off like a banshee, getting banshee, understand me, full stop, kick, rock, Jackie Nimble, kind of mental, just a little, jelly with a giggle, I'm a wiggle fast, yellow, say, rope, protocol, from the window to the wall, till I return my man's call, tell all these dudes to pause, hard they come, the harder they fall.
I told you guys, every theme that I've heard has been hot. I love it. And I so appreciate you sharing it with us, too.
Thank you. Thank you for playing it. You know, actually, you guys are the first station to play that record. I haven't let that record out to anybody, so you guys actually are the first to play that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's what's
up. I got the exclusive.
Yeah, so... do you have anything that you want to end with? And, I mean, do you want to give any advice to anybody?
One thing is, people, don't be afraid of a rim job. It's not that bad. Most times the body knows how to react to a rim job, and it won't let anybody fart in your face. So Chocolate Tiger... Next time you're real close to a butt, try it out. It's not going to hurt you. And the man may appreciate it. That's my sex talk advice. And just musically, it's like music advice is, you know, follow your path, follow your heart, follow what you feel is the right thing to do musically, but at the same time, always be open to other suggestions and other ideas. Never be closed-minded. But as long as you stay in your own lane and follow your thing, that's the rewards come to the people who do that. The rewards don't come to followers. Rewards come to leaders. So whatever it is, whether you're rapping, singing, producing, just writing, it doesn't matter what it is, follow the path that that made you in love with music in the first place. But even if you're a DJ, play the records that you love to play, and you'll be rewarded from it. You know, it's just that simple.
Right, right.
And that's my short advice.
Okay.
And follow me on Twitter.
Okay. All right. Well,
you
know,
do you have an account? Does he have Kwame? You got an account on Global 14?
No, I told him.
No, but I'm about to get one right now.
Okay,
that's right. So
Chocolate Tiger will help me get my account on Global 14, please.
Oh yes, I will, and you can let them know what you know the new shows and stuff. Like tomorrow, don't y'all have a show with Chuck Rock and.
Yeah. You know, for the old school crew. Let me give a shout out real quick to the people on Twitter that just hit me. That's listening to your program.
Okay. All
right. We got Mr. D Shield. We got Ben Carew 220. We got Ray Handsome. We got K Ben Love. Yeah, K Ben Love, you know, so shout out to y'all for checking in on Twitter. So good looking on that. And then tomorrow, yeah, we doing the old school thing tomorrow. Me, Chub Rock, Slick Rick, Naughty by Nature. We're gonna be giving a free concert in Philadelphia for the community called Mantua in Philadelphia, for their community activism programs that they have there, and so we're doing a free concert tomorrow. So if you're in the Philadelphia area, it's 34th and Mantua. Everybody knows that area is called the Bottom, so everybody come down to the Bottom. Check us out. We're going to be rocking from 3 to 7. I'm actually the host of the show, so I'll be there the whole time from 3 to 7 being on my old school joint.
Okay. Well, thank you, but, we're just, like, blown away, because I am, especially. I'm glad that you took the opportunity, out of your time today, and called in and gave us this great interview. I'm just so happy. So,
well, I'm glad
you
guys had me and was able to play my music. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and right, Chris, I'm going to hit CT up because I just thought of an idea, so I'll hit her up and then she can talk to you about it. We hope to have you back on again. Definitely, anytime you want to, you want one of your artists to come on, like just hit us up. Like, let's do it.
Cool. And anytime y'all got any weird sex questions, don't hesitate. let me answer them.
And ask if you have anything to say. About to pop it up,
I mean,
or anything?
I mean, yeah, unless you, Kwame, if you got time and you want to stick around and listen to some people's songs while we pump it or dump it, because that's what we do. We got a group of artists that play their songs, and we either pump it or we dump it. It's either we like it or we don't. That's what it is.
Okay, well, I actually have a studio session in my studio right now waiting for me, so I got to spaz out. But one thing I can do, I want to log in. I want to hear what y'all are playing when you pump it or dump it. Don't be too hard on these people either. You know, they put their time into these music.
I mean,
some of them don't sound like they're putting any time at all. So,
right.
Oh, man.
But you got to cut it real with them, man, because if we don't tell them real, then they just going to keep creating bullshit and thinking it's good, like Lil B on some bullshit.
I don't understand it. So many people like Lil B, but I personally don't get it. So I understand what you're saying.
Me neither. But thanks, though,
okay,
man.
So
Tune in.
It's just the same number, correct? And she just called the same number?
Yeah, he can either call in or he can go to the blog site, G-Talk Radio blog site, and then listen in from there on the computer.
Okay.
Oh.
Chuck, do me a favor. Text me the link to that, and so I can go on and check it out.
Okay, I got you. All right.
All right.
Thanks for coming again.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Later, y'all.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And thank you guys for listening in to Sex Talk. I enjoyed tonight. Pretty much, what do you have to say, Crush?
Oh, no. Great interview. I can't wait to announce what we have in store next. Don't say anything, TC. let them get on global14.com so you can get the exclusive first. But I just want to let y'all know, like, the next couple of sex talks are going to be off the chain.
Awesome. Oh, I have a big surprise guest coming on next Friday and the Friday after next. So tune in. You never know who I got.
Right.
Trust me.
Matter of fact, back-to-back porn stars. Back-to-back porn
stars. Yeah, so you can only imagine who they are. If you know TT, you know who they are. So tune in next week, same time.
All right. So,
it's that pump it
right
up a time.
Yep, it's pump it up a time. Thank you, CT. If you want to stay on and help us out. But right now, it's pump it up a time. Let's get it popping. Ash, take over. Let's do the damn thing.
Let's go.
Got life, just living the life. Last night was ready to fight. An artist raising the mic for the final. You can come and kick it with me. As Ben and JD and compensate that damn anything. Or you can hope you want your best. Something let life step through the past the test. So you be ready to demonstrate some skills. So we can walk in the jungle. So don't get mad, just be humble. Lunch the next time, but don't put the pot. Y'all know what you feel. That life is living the life. Last night was ready to fight. An artist raising the mic for the title. You can come and kick it with me. As Ben and JD and conversate that damn near anything. Or you can post who up your best. Something let life attempt you to pass a test. So you'll be ready to demonstrate your skills. So we can pump it up. So don't get mad, just be humble. Until next time, welcome to the party. I know what this is.
Yeah, I would like to give a shout out to JD, Ash, Ben, Crush, anybody who I left out. Pump it to my
dump
mind
it,
and not my heart.
Pump it.
So what's up, folks? It's pumping it
what's
up
good?
This time. We about to go into a heavy. I got Ben. What's up,
what up?
Ben?
What's up?
Where's
what's
it
poppin'? Go? Pop it.
We got KT
it
in the house. What's up, KT?
KT, turn all your right sexy voice off.
I know. We all up in there just chilling. You over there eating?
Oh,
it?
My God. Shut the fuck up.
I got to give a mad shout out to the Queen. She did that intro for us. You know, we put out a contest to have people create an intro, and not too many people, you know, wanted to get involved. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Thank you to Queen. Y'all go check her out. Listen to her music in the Pump It or Dump It room. She got some good stuff out there. So y'all go check it out, the Queen. All right, so right now I got some songs we need to get into. So I think the first one we're going to play is, what is his name? NHD. He's from London, and it's called The Good Life. So look, y'all know how the deal is. We only going to do the five, the best five wins. You know what I'm saying? The best out of five. So it is what it is. So callers, y'all better call in. If not, we're going to do it ourselves. And y'all know what happened the last time. So here we go.
Look look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. I got an S on my chest like I'm hiding the case at the I and the K. All about the cheese like a rat in a cage. And I'm never gonna snitch, I'd rather rock in a cage. Yeah, and I love rocking the stage. And I'm always in shade, cause I'm high off the haze. Your wife be my slave, she loves how I taste. Gets the pipe for a day, another wife's gonna stray. My life in a day, fresh to my shoelace, fresh like some toothpaste. Girls hover around me like a new Jay. I do quick 16 to take time like souffle.
Sipping on the jack with a mic in my hand.
Just know that we living a good life. You can see my chain hanging low, cause we're working hard for show. What you think that we're living a good life? You wanna hate on me, it's okay. Cause I don't pay attention to the fools, no way. We living a good life, living a good life, living a good life. Yeah. Nah, I ain't there yet, but I've made it through the dust. To get to the top ain't an option, it's a must.
Don't go, don't go.
When you finish it, it's new to us. I ain't slept for 4 days on the mic recording enough. Yeah. It ain't by many, don't trust any. Caught a lot of man's smile, but deep down envy. I told you already, I'm all about my readies. I ain't got time for the fake snakes or Jay-Z. Live yours, cause I'm all about a good life. Have a kid or two, knowing that I've got a good wife. One that be faithful, the one that'll cook right. I'm feeling from the UK, I hope you understood that.
Sipping on the jack with a mic in my hand.
Just know that we're living a good life.
Alright, so what y'all think? So what y'all, what y'all think? Pump it or dump it?
Who's first?
I'll pump it.
I pump it. Okay.
Yep.
What's up?
At first I ain't like it, but yeah.
All right. Ben, what you got?
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is I seen the video, right? I think he posted
right.
The video, and I didn't like the video when I first saw it, and that's the first time I heard the song.
Yeah, me
so
too.
I wasn't really feeling it. But now that I'm listening to it, I actually like the record, just the record alone. But I think the video,
yeah,
when I first saw it, ruined it for me. But I will pump it, though. I like it. He sounds like Tiny Tempo a little bit.
Yeah, he's out of London.
Oh, yeah.
He's out in London. Yeah, he's out there in London.
Like,
so, yeah, so NHD, if you're out there, what's up to all the people across the world in London, as they say, across the lake. we got a caller coming in. Let's see what they say. Caller, what's your vote? Pump it or dump it?
You can pump it. I wouldn't buy it, but you can pump it.
All
right. Hey, that's what's
who's
up.
That?
Hold on.
Who's the caller?
Yeah, caller, what's your name? Oh, what's up, bro?
Oh, Ray.
Oh, that's
all right.
All right.
I knew it was
right. So right now, that's shit. That look like what? One. What's that say?
Would you give an ass?
Well, pump. I pump it. I kind of like it. I see the chat room. The chat room is, you know, Chat room say one person dumped it, two people dumped it. So right now it's 4-3. Right? So we need a tiebreaker. Crush.
Who crushes?
Y'all don't want me to go on. I mean, you
man,
know.
Man, come on, Crush. Where you at?
Pump it or dump it.
You're the tiebreaker. Let's go.
Well, I like it. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I'll pump it, and you know why I will pump it? Well, I like it. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right,
even though he sound like a male version of old girl from, what was her name? What was her name with Marsha Ambrosius? I'm tripping right now. Poetry. He sounds like you
well,
know
he,
what
I mean.
So. He sound like he,
well,
sound
he,
like
I'm say, he is from London, Crush. Like,
right. And actually, you know what? We
I don't
got
like
a,
the accent.
We got another caller. You want to let me go ahead and get this caller squared away? Because if they want to pump it or dump it, then That might be another all situation. Right. Hold on.
Mm-mm. All right, well, go ahead. But anyway, so right now it's 5-2. So right now, NHC, you got 5 votes.
So that means they won.
Yeah, they won. That's it. Shit. On to the next one. let's see.
Hey, we got a caller. Hey, caller, you're live. You want to pump it or dump it?
Dump it.
He said dump it.
Dump it.
Huh.
Who's that?
It don't matter.
I can't say the shit sucked, but I wouldn't even consider buying the shit, and I feel like I should at least be able to consider buying your shit to pump it, right? This ain't a high school talent show. This is real professional artist on G4 team. We gotta up the bar, man. That's a nice thing.
There you go.
Hi, you guys.
What's your name, fella?
Man, this is Stacks. This is Honey Stacks. I'm just
okay.
Right,
okay.
You know what? Honey, we're going to keep you live. We're going to go to the next one. All right, we got another song coming in right now. Here we go. This is TSR. I don't fuck with.
Hey, look, man. I'm tired of hearing all this bullshit out here. You know what I'm saying? All these whack rappers is oversaturating the game right now. Look, if you ain't hot on the record, don't say you hot. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't getting money, don't say you getting money.
Oh.
If you ain't fucking bitches, don't say you fucking bitches. You know what I'm saying? Be real with it. Come on. I was hot now, you was hot never. You ain't popping in them streets, you like some old leather. I get it cracking, no lotion like a assy bitch. I've been holding weight, no paper talking about my dick. I drop a record, go ham like that Luger hit. You a misdemeanor talking hard on that felon kick. Dude a cross-dresser, he be sucking Dennis Rodman dick. 5+5, I be fucking with a dime bitch. Pimp game strong and I show him with the backhand. Black college love, so she blow my trumpet like the band. You ain't black dude, just a white bitch with a tan. What's there to understand? With these beats, I'm the man. You ain't getting money, just 20 over paper slick. Close no gate, all it do is attract the dick. My soul right, it's like a dream. You heaven in the night, all these rappers done. When I'm finished, leave it with the mic. Everybody in this bitch won't talk shit, but they know deep down, really on my dick. I don't fuck with them.
All right, so what y'all think? So who we going to go to first? We went to Ben first the last time. KT, what you got? Pump it or dump it?
For real, though, y'all went to me first the last time. But I would, I don't know if I would pump it. I was trying to hit a lyric because he was talking all that stuff in the beginning, but I don't know, some of the lyrics was kind of basic, but his flow was right, so I guess I'll pump it.
All right, pump it. Ben, what you got?
Nah, I got to dump that shit, man. I'm sorry, he wasn't hitting me yet. I mean, no, the flow was cool, but the wordplay was basic. The beat was all right, but then, I mean, after all that shit he was talking in the beginning of the song, you got to impress me.
Yeah, I got you.
I got to dump it, man.
That's a dump. One pump, one dump. All right. Ray, what you got?
Yeah, dump that shit. You want to talk about nothing.
Hey. Honey, Stacks, what
you said, everything you said don't do, he did it.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, you know.
So I take that as a dump.
Dump that shit.
All right. So that's one pump, three dumps. And me personally, I'm how you put it last week, Ray? I'm a pump dump.
That's not allowed.
P-dump.
Nah, that's not allowed.
Yeah,
yo, he'd have been nice like that. Dump? Yo, but tell the truth. Like, right, 10 years ago, he'd have been hot.
You said 10 years ago, he would have been hot?
Good point. He got a good point.
He's been hot like 10 years ago. Back in the day, he'd have been nice. Right now, hell no.
All right. So, you know what? Okay. I'll jump in. So that's we need one more caller. We need one more. Let's see. Oh, we got somebody calling in. It looks like it. Let's go to, you know what? We're going to go to the queen. She's on the line. Hold on. Queen.
She's going to dump it.
Yeah, what's
queen,
up, man?
Queen, queen dump everything.
I know, right?
Queen don't pump shit, nigga.
What's your vote, Queen?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on this like that. he came out hard, you know, talking like he's been saying something, but, you know, I'm going to have to go and jump for me.
All right. Well, sorry, TSK, your shit just got twisted. All right, so we're going to go on to the next one. Now, we got this one. This one is by Shorty Mac and Darrow. I think this one is,
Darrow,
if I'm correct. Darrow. Darrow.
Yeah.
It's all the
Darrow.
Same. It's, you know, it's, just my, it's my dialect. Don't fuck with my dialect. Mm-hmm. Bologna, bologna, goddammit. Here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mr. D-O-double-R. And right now I'm in the building with my little homie, Shorty Mac, you feel me? From Dallas to Chi-Town. We introducing the world to something new in this car.
That's Mac.
Hey, hey, hey.
Fresh Gucci frames on my face. That's Mac.
Huh?
Girls on my feet. All I hear is that's Mac.
Yeah.
Little shoes, sneak free, good foot action. All around the town, Shorty Mac.
So we're gonna start with 100 stacks. 100 stacks, what you got on it?
I popped that shit. That shit jammed.
All right. Ray, what you got on it?
I pump it, but even though the role is a song artist, I'll pump it.
All right. Ben, what you got on it?
I was on the fence at first. Nah, I would pump that shit. Because I think Shorty Mac is like 12, right?
Yeah, he's like 12 or 13 or something like that.
Yeah. Nah, I'll pump it. Because I see what they're trying to do. I'll pump it.
Hey, T, what you got on it?
Pump it.
Okay. Joy, pump it or dump it?
But I would pump it for the beat alone. The lyrics was okay, but he's trying to get in there.
Yeah.
All right, so
you said
that right there, that did it. That's five pumps. So Shorty Mac, that's what it is, homeboy. Everybody pumping it. So keep doing your thing. All right, I think we got one more. We got one more song we about to play. This one is by N Players.
Oh, yeah. Man.
N Players.
Okay.
Oh, I see these niggas playing, that's why.
I got on it. Ben, what you got on it, Ben?
I gotta dump that.
Yeah, okay.
That was absolutely horrible, I'm sorry. Not feeling it at all.
Alright. Honey Stack, what you got on it, honey?
That was a real song.
Wait, what was you saying? Somebody was talking on the beginning. Who was that? What was I talking about? Somebody.
I don't even
something.
Know. I don't know.
But I don't like it.
So, honey, you dumped it?
Hell yeah. I didn't go here.
Oh, my goodness. Like, hold on, we got some callers. Let me see what the callers got. Let me see what the callers going to say. Hold on. Joyce, pump it or dump it?
Dump it. They was all over the place.
All right, hold on. Caller, pump it or dump it? Caller, pump it or dump it? You don't speak, we're going to dump you, damn it. Dump. So. Shit. Let's see. All right, KT, what you got on it?
I don't like it.
What's that so far, Ben? That's like what, three dumps?
Nah, that's more than that because you dumped it too, right?
Yeah.
So that's four off top.
Yeah,
me, honey, KT, and you. That's four.
Yeah, enjoy
who
dumped it too.
Damn.
All right.
What crush
so,
at?
Crush here, that shit sound like a gay nursery rhyme. Dump the hell out of it.
Wow. Come on, may tell y'all to be nice.
Wow.
Hey,
Crush. Come on.
Wow.
See, something told me, don't ask
you
Crush.
What? I ain't even going to lie. I thought it was like Kid Frost or some shit when I first heard it. I was like, is Kid Frost making a comeback? Like, this is for La Rafa type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I wasn't really, you know, digging that one. So, sorry, and players, that shit gets no play.
I thought they would have been good.
Where they from,
though?
They're from Germany or somewhere.
I want to say so.
Yeah.
I want to say so. I think so. You know what? I really do think so. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Now, we got two things. If we got callers, we can get into some Freestyle Friday. Anybody want to spit? We can do it. So,
I don't know if these callers are listening in, if they want to call in and spit something. So, I got an instrumental to play. I ain't going to tell y'all what it is just yet, but, you know, I got an instrumental to play, if I can find it. Where is it? Where is it? I guess I don't have it. Guess it didn't load. Oh, well. Oh, that shit sucks. It didn't load. Oh, well. So if you're going to freestyle, it's going to be straight to the dome. I mean, straight to the dome. Y'all going to have to do that shit Acapulco. Y'all going to have to do it Acapulco. So
that's it for the song.
I'm gonna know
who
wrote it.
Who won for the song, then?
So far,
what is
NHD,
it, NHD? Mm-hmm.
NHD won. Who else is there? Shorty Mac won.
Okay.
And everybody else?
Okay, next time. We'll get them next time.
Yeah, you know, they have to figure out something else. But it is what it is.
So, Ash, if you want to freestyle, I think you're going to have to set it off.
Man, what? hold on. Let me. How they do that shit? Yo, son. Yo. Damn, nigga. I'm done.
That's it. That's what I dump it.
Man,
I got to dump
it.
I'm dumping your freestyle.
Man, hey, do what you got to do. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Anybody.
What?
When people freestyle, I don't know. Does anybody really come straight off their head without anything written or, I don't know.
See, that's the thing. That's a,
because I know
a real,
I can't do that.
Really. Be gifted to do
hold
that.
Hold on, let's see. We're 100 stacks. Hold on, we're going to add 100 stacks.
I mean, freestyle, oh, really.
Hi, it's Joe. Y'all can barely move my mouth.
100.
Y'all even said the crazy shit.
Yo. Damn, 100, you in the construction site?
Huh?
I said, you in the construction site?
I hope not, because it looks like my living room.
Oh, man. Well, we were trying to kick off this Freestyle Friday.
Come
I don't
back,
know.
You,
want
to call, man,
you scared everybody off, Ash.
I scared everybody off. My shit was dope, though, man. That was
nah,
like
you was talking about, 5
bars.
You said...
That was a
hot fire.
You said
yeah,
no,
was,
nothing written. Can't nobody do that.
Why not?
Because that's, well, I know for
that's
me,
it. Can,
I'm going to be
do that?
Like a hot-ass mess. Huh?
Can Ash do that?
Do what?
Man, hell yeah.
Can,
like, I'm sitting
Ash,
there.
Ash, you can freestyle?
Hell yeah, I can freestyle. I can freestyle. Man, what? I damn, man, what you want, son? What you want?
You can't
want me to
freestyle.
Bust it like that?
You can't freestyle, huh?
Nobody want freestyle on Boom 14.
Do what?
Nobody want freestyle on Boom 14. This would be the only song a motherfucker listen to and shit. Like, see, that motherfucker whack. I know.
Yeah.
What backland at? Backland ain't
no. He say he's doing something and shit. He say he's doing something.
Okay. How you feel about
PlayStation?
All right. Let's see, hold on, we got, so you want to spit something, honey? You want to spit a free?
Of course not. That ain't my department, that's what I told Dad to get on.
He said it's not my department.
He said that's not my department. Oh, boo.
So, I'm sorry, G, I don't do the same thing no more.
No more than paper. That's where it's at.
Yeah, she got to cut this thing off, man.
I'm having a show, though.
Best you got to set that off. Can't nobody
see
that.
Nah. Let's see,
not
Queen.
Even who? I'll wait. Got hit, got flow. Not fake. How could you even consider these other candidates? I'm so ahead of these niggas, it ain't funny. They caught Will on the track. Do some backhand, backhand. Some twist. Child's play, nigga, I ain't new to this. Tired of all these fake hard-ass niggas wanna rap so they ain't gotta get a job, ass niggas. Rap just to tell a broad-ass nigga. This is not you, you a fraud-ass nigga. You selling sheet rock with my color top. About to let that heat pop till these fuckers drop. Till they heartbeat stop and they mother cry. Won't stop till every whack rapper die. I call this poem Lil B.
Yeah, hell yeah. Pump that shit. Yo. Oh, shit. What you say, nigga? Oh, rapping so they don't have to find a job? Hey, yo, I ain't fucking with honey, yo. I'm not fucking with this nigga.
You're funny as hell. Hold on. We're going to see if Joyce want to do something.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joyce, you want
to... Heck no,
you
I ain't buzzing hard enough to be freestyling. I already put that post up. I only freestyle when I'm just wasted. And half the time it come out gospel.
Oh, my goodness.
And since you ain't got no beat, I ain't trying to jump in there.
Let's see.
Oh,
see,
yeah,
she's
see?
Backing on the beat.
This is my turn to 8 Mile.
You said what?
Freeway. Remember Freeway was back.
Straight fugazi on the beat.
Yeah.
Somebody
need to start beatboxing shit.
I'm
taking
it
back.
You,
you got it. You got it.
I go back on y'all asses.
Man, somebody told JD calling a freestyle.
Who?
Do what?
Tell JD calling a freestyle.
Tell JD.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Huh?
Y'all funny. Where? The Queen. You ain't got no freestyle for us?
Yeah, I get one for
it. Don't nobody want to be judged off no freestyle. That's why niggas ain't rapping. Everybody on here know how to rap. I can guarantee you that much. I bet everybody on here know how to rap, even if you're not a rapper.
I'll get you one.
Go ahead, then, Queen. Go ahead. See what you got.
Now shall not kill someone, let them live, but he gon' feel the repercussion that come with touching what is not his. I can't change the code for Bible, so I just keep it real. And if my verse hurts your feelings, man, that's just how life is. You didn't call a rumor, now you gotta come and get me. You trying to take me out, you better know you coming with me. You need a lesson trying to hit me, but you be the first by my CD and my coach trying to represent me. What you nigga pen the ceiling, then what you crying for, you want to figure what I'm feeling. That's why I'm rapping in and even made a mean, because the mean for a rookie better capable of being the Lord's willing. Recognizing the hatred, your hate is no face, the motivation that made me want to be dedicated. Being affiliated with the ones incarcerated, for being interpreted, because my manipulated expression. I'm on a whole nother level besides brand new other female come better, unless the Queen sing you lyrics in the form of a letter. It ain't happening because what I write, I perform for the mouth. So I'm in the form of natural disaster. I'm probably the first affecting the rap. I finish the pain, beginning to tap. I broke the pieces of God back together. I bring about the stumble crisis who predict the weapon.
Whoa.
Yeah, Queen.
Damn,
oh, shit,
just,
son. Oh,
I
shit.
Queen, shit. You sound
Queen angry.
You
thousand
hey.
Bucks.
You goddamn firing
you
off on
that shit we played.
I pumped that.
That's what's up, Queen. You hear that shit. Y'all keep fucking around. Queen over there doing that thing. What? Yeah, but
I'm about to rap again.
You about to rap? You about to? Ooh, Y'all about to go?
I left the car wash. Now I'm leaning, gleaming. Hoes on foot patrol, dreaming, fainting. I'm looking like a come up, look like a win. Even stuck up chicks want to jump in and make a step daddy for their cans. You know I love the kids, so I chase that. Keep around, I got a bunch of nieces. Fuck your mommy, don't tell your dad. Puppy, the girl, that's my little angel. I turn them cartoons on so you don't hear the banging. All my bitches love to play games. Act that they ain't pro, so I do the same. I never crack first, they play. And the money before I disrespect. I don't mean bad words or name calling. I fuck the shit out of this brain till them hoes crawling. The more she hear about it, the more tempting. The envy kicks in, then I'm all in it. She fucked my then it's all just ask her what's my next move. You can see me the cush, darling. A whole lot of booze and some slick talking.
Oh,
see?
There we go. Then
he
started out in the car wash. Damn.
Hey. What the fuck is that, man? What, honey, where
honey is that? I can
barely hear honey, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was fading in and out a little bit. It was going in and out. But it's all,
okay.
It's all good. But we do.
We crush that. It's crush time.
Crush what? Crush you? Crush something.
Well, crush what? I can bust something, and it damn sure will be on this show.
Oh, see it, see.
There you go.
See, to the left.
Put their mind out the gutter.
To the left.
My birthday's
coming up, so I can't help it. It's about that time.
When?
What's a good number? Like, what's open right now? We should prank call somebody, goddammit. Hey.
Prank call a Chinese food place.
The what?
No, prank call the people who post the pump of the trumpet.
Oh.
This is JD.
The drug is be nasty. I'm golf well, I'm off iTunes.
Huh? Is that be nasty?
Did y'all get be nasty gospel album off iTunes?
they bricked his shit so hard, he changed his name.
Did he?
He changed his name. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to just come out as Brandon now. So his name is
Brandon.
He
changed his name.
Like, fuck it. Yeah, he
did.
Did
he, bro?
Yeah. Oh. Either that or he created two accounts. That nigga said, I have my whole city behind me. Not anymore.
Oh, man.
Are you talking about
man, that nigga? That nigga ain't
hold
had
up,
this
when he,
behind him.
When he put his stuff in Pump It or Dump It, don't nobody comment on it. Every time.
Nobody say nothing.
No comment.
But he still, he's
Gold 14 blackball. He blackballed him Gold 14.
He keep at it.
Only
though.
Reason
I think he got ambition.
I don't be saying nothing because like he got mad when people dump it, so it still wasn't sounding good.
Lie.
So I wasn't gonna dump it.
see how he was the shit. I wonder if I fucking sound like this, and only I think I'm nice.
Nah, we would let you know. We would have told you.
Yo, how the fuck do you and like leave the studio confident? I'm just wondering if I got that same disease.
Nah, he probably got yes man. He said he got the city behind him. He probably got a bunch of yes man niggas that ain't telling him right. Like, yeah, that shit's hot. That shit's hot right there, son. They gonna love that.
Yo, gotta put all the way on black.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know who else be getting mad? Charles.
Who?
You know Charles? That dude Charles that always be posting his music.
Sir Charles?
Don't get it. Huh?
Is it Sir Charles or something like that?
I think so. I don't know, but it's some garbage. He always be posting it. And then, like, when people dump it, he be getting mad.
Yo, whack niggas can't be when they what? I mean, I can't hear niggas. I don't hear it. I don't think niggas really can hear it. I think they got like, a fucking ear disease or some shit that's like, make whack shit sound good. Because they be too
like,
confident.
They like to
no
hear
dollars.
They sells. They can't get past. They can't get past just listening to themselves.
Yeah. I sit on record but I mean, for forever.
But that's the other thing.
Yeah, me too.
Thing. I know
the same way.
One thing is, I know one thing, in the pump and the dump, we're going to have to revamp that shit, and I'm going to purge everything on there. Because I'm so sick and tired of mothers, like, not paying no attention. And, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Ill, what's his name, Ill Son? Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Hey,
like,
Ill
Sons
or
Illusion? I don't know.
Ill
Sons or Illusion? Delete it.
Hold on.
What's...
Go ahead, Ben.
Man, who was the nigga who posted the video where he started off, like, interviewing himself, and he talking about how
oh
he wanted to fame Ludacris. Ludacris ain't like his shit, I mean, or some shit like that. And then, like, yeah, but, you know, the song is a hit. Then he played the shit. I'm like, yo.
Hold on,
you just,
talking
like,
about the dude.
Destroy yourself in 3 weeks. Like, niggas don't think, yo. I'll be like, what the fuck? Like, I hope I don't look like this. Yo, man, I'm keeping it 100 right now. I be wondering, like, yo, do I look like these niggas? Because I'm like, these niggas crazy. There's nothing to talk about. Yeah, y'all went dance at label meeting and shit. Yeah, they said my shit was whack, but you know, I had a meeting.
You talking about the dude that said the A&R said he ain't like it?
Yeah.
Everybody went on him. I had to get on that joint and get on his side because everybody was going on him.
See, you be feeling so bad for them niggas, KT.
I had to get on there.
You feeling? And they know they the same feelings niggas got as artists, but they don't have the same skill. And I would
right,
hate to
exactly.
be that.
Yeah.
Because you can't, music is something you can't, like, so listen, what you trying to accomplish? That's scary as hell.
He got a cricket.
Yeah.
He got a cricket phone.
He got a cricket. Yeah, you in and out, honey.
Oh, shit, I'm just fucking kidding. Hold on.
What's up with the nigga Cyrus, though? That's the nigga that killed me with the going to
hell
the devil
nigga.
Putting up?
Devil
that nigga,
boy. Yeah.
What's up with him?
He put them things in the pump of the dump. I mean, in the sex room.
He did, huh?
Oh, man, that was funny.
He did what?
He put them going to hell post. Them. I don't even like click on them shits. I just see the title. But he got them all strung together to going to hell shit. And he posts them shit everywhere.
It was about this Japanese girl that said Jesus took her to hell or something.
Oh, man.
I think he crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, he tapped. Because he posted in one of my posts, and I asked him, I said, what does this shit have to do with anything that we talking about right now? He never replied, so I don't know what the nigga there for. He just there to fuck with people or what.
That nigga in his room drawing circles on the floor.
Circles with the star in the middle of the shit. Ash, where you at, babe? Nigga, ass and yeah. Crush, where you at?
How many Jay-Z fans is crying by the way? Still?
Oh, man.
What?
That's just crazy to me. But you know, it seems like they playing Watch the Throne songs more on the radio, at least up here, like the songs off of that album. They playing that shit more than
Jay. Get on the track and I say nothing, niggas don't play it.
Yeah, that's just
crazy.
Nigga
shot a video and wasn't even in the motherfucker.
Right. I mean, other than how to love, you know, they killing that shit everywhere. But they playing like
that she
niggas
will
in Paris.
With Drake on it.
What happened?
They keep playing She Will down here.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah, they play that. Yeah, they play that. And I heard a version with Busta Hop on.
Lil Wayne, Dick Riding City right here.
Yeah. Well, you at B-More, right?
Yeah. Everybody got fucking
at least
and shit. Like, yo, that ain't us.
At least they play hip-hop music. All they play is pop music out here.
Y'all have no hip-hop stage?
Nah. All they play is pop. And then one time they played Racks on Racks and was like, this the only station in Las Vegas where you going to hear this song. And they was right.
That's crazy.
Ain't nobody else doing it.
That's crazy.
Still on one word.
Yeah, we got
song.
The Mac station.
I be going off in the club. That shit don't know one word of that shit.
What's that, Racks?
Racks
they don't
Racks.
Play that no more.
What's good?
It is crazy, yo.
Being
that
you
gotta settle for now.
All right, being we lost some music, and that's what it is. But right now, we just yapping the shit. Unless somebody really got something to talk about, you know, we gotta go ahead.
I know you listening, Aaron.
We waiting on you to freestyle. Yeah.
Man, I ain't freestyling shit. I can't freestyle.
You the one that started that shit.
Man, what? I got a freestyle. You ready to hear it? Here you go.
Yeah.
It's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends. So, on that note, we'll catch y'all next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. We got some other stuff. And this time I'll make sure we're gonna have all our songs in here ain't dropping out and shit like that. So everybody else, peace. Hair grease.
Peace.
And I'll ask you.
You want your best.